Hello?
Hey, can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
Oh, I can hear you okay. I don't know what
Oh, okay.
happened. Keeps happening like multiple times today, so I'm sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
Thank you. Okay. Well, yes, I wanted to talk to you about the property. Do you have
Okay.
like a minute to talk, Andrea,
Yes,
or
Yes,
great. Okay. I understand that the city of Lynchburg has scheduled the demolition for September the 3rd, due to concerns about the structure. And I have talked to the team this morning. We looked at the property and I provided all the information you have from the city of Lynchburg and everything that we have talked about yesterday. And we saw that the property is a tear down, and I would say beyond repair.
Let me
Now
say that again. Say that again.
the property is really a tear down, and I would say it's beyond a repair. Now,
Okay, so because that
I
wasn't what
know.
I understood from them. I'm sorry.
Yes, I mean, I know that you really wanted to find someone who would wanted to, repair, do the renovation, of the property. However, due to the timeline that the city provided until September the 3rd, I don't think we would be able to commit with that amount of time.
'Cause they said that they would work with anyone that was interested in it, which I sent you the emails to show that that's what was said in the beginning and what was said in the email too, as well. 'Cause I'm signed the release and everything, so that's what I got to go over there and sign the final paper tomorrow.
Have you signed it or no?
Yes. Other words, I got to go over there, and tomorrow the only thing that's to hold up was the fact that the final the payment that I was paying him, that was the only thing.
So you signed the release. I'll go ahead and communicate with the team. Would you be able to send that over to me?
Okay, I can't get it until tomorrow because I have to go with the payment. He has the payment, and I gotta sign it over to him. Yeah, that's the only thing. Yeah, other words, because I had to, pay it out, to come out of the contract.
Well, I'm gonna let the team know. However, what we've discussed is, the city doesn't usually demolish properties without a valid reason, and this often means that the house is in a not so good condition, possibly unsafe or uninhabitable. So the need for demolition indicates that the property might be beyond repair. We haven't
Yeah,
seen it
but
actually, but
But they also say on there that either rehab or demo is what they had on their the actual website.
But the letter that you forwarded stated that it needs to be demolished.
Yeah, but that's only if, I don't find anybody to, come in and do it because if, I can't do it.
Well, because here's what we stand. Andrea wanted to, we I actually just found this out this morning when we had a meeting as well. We are going towards the route where if the demolition happens, I know you have an existing mortgage around 10,000. And if there might be a cost for the demolition, we wanted to know how much the demolition cost will be. It might be simpler for us to to, you know, let the city handle it. In this case, we could potentially buy the cleared lot and help with the demolition costs and the existing mortgage, which is $10,000. But I wanted to know how much will it be for, like, you know, the demolition cost before we can also make a decision.
Oh, okay, okay. See, I don't know how much that is because they haven't even gotten that. The one that the initial email that I sent you that was Keith. Oh, I can't think of his. Oh, it was Keith White or something. Not right. But the other one I sent you, and I apologize, I can't remember his last name. But it was the one where it said about that he had listed as the property as being in the fire, but it wasn't. And everything. It actually, so with that, he, I didn't sit here and forgot my train of thought.
No,
but,
we look at the property.
Yeah, because he said with the holidays and everything like that, that he said that it wouldn't happen on that day. So it wouldn't be, I know that it's not going to happen on that day. I do know that much, but like I said, again, they didn't give me any cost or whatever that would be, you know, for to do that and everything.
Right.
But you do have their contact information and stuff, what I gave you there, you know, if you all wanted to speak to them directly.
I probably need to confirm if the county is going to take over the, you know, the cost, if they're going to do the demolition, or...
No, they are doing it. Yeah, they're doing it.
Are they going to, so you're not going to be paying for any demolition costs?
Yeah, no, I may have to, you know, I think what they'll do is the property itself, you know, whatever the property value is of that, they would do that itself.
Okay, because there's, like, when it comes to demolition, since I told you the word, like, you know, leaning on that part, that's, like, the easiest, I would say, like,
way. Yeah, I really hate to, you know, see it go that route, you know, because it is, you know, and it was, you know, a very beautiful house, you know, and things, but like I said, I didn't know about hidden gutters, and when I had also had a contractor that was supposed to do some work for me, and of course they ended up taking the money, and I never did get any of the supplies, and that was also in the newspaper and things. Mm-hmm. So with that part of it, I did have someone, you know, that was supposed to do work for me, and things, and that didn't, you know, end up like it was. So, you know, like I said, it's a lot of backstory with it and things with it and stuff. And I didn't know about the hidden gutters, and that was what my biggest corporate was, which caused, you know, the water damage.
So you contacted, like, a contractor before, but they didn't do the renovation.
Correct.
Did they tell you the reason why?
No, they, in other words, they just, there was no more contact, there was nothing, they didn't answer the phone. I went to the Lynchburg Police Department, they told me it would probably cost me more to pull it, you know, into court and everything, and things, because allegedly he was supposed to work for the city, and because I saw him working on another structure in the community, you know, and things, and so with that, you know, I saw him every day when I would go take my daughter, you know, to camp and everything. So with that, he had on the same thing that everybody else had, and everybody was talking and, you know, and things. And I thought, you know, he was, you know, a legitimate person, you know, and things. Because, like I said, he showed up, he demoed, you know, the back of my porch and stuff, and told me, called me from work. Told me that he had shipping supplies that was supposed to be coming. Was it any way that I could be there, you know? And, of course, the supplies never showed up. Then, of course, when I go to the city, he didn't, I don't know if he was through temp or exactly what the case may have been, but he didn't actually own any part of what was going on there, even though there was a group of people there every day that worked beside a church with a, you know, city vehicle and everything. Yeah.
I mean, for like just the demolition part, there's like two things that might happen here, like a good scenario and a bad scenario. If it's like good one, if the city is demolishing the property at no cost to you, or maybe at low cost, it could be beneficial. I know that you don't want it to go in that route, but I mean, if that happens, it means that you won't have to deal with the hassle of expensive demolition yourself, but you know, that's the good one. You are not going to, I mean, the city is effectively handling the tear down for you, which could be advantageous if the cost of demolition is high. The second one is if the city charges, like, you know, a significant fee for the demolition, or you will be the one that's going to pay for it. You know, in some cases, the city might impose a lien, like, on the property, meaning you could end up owing money for the demolition. And that could be, like, a burden for you, so.
Yeah, I mean, whatever way that you all do this as a profession, this is not my area, you know, and whatever you and however you all can work with me, you know, that's really where I'm at, you know, because I've really, as I stated to you yesterday, I want this to be part of my past, you know, and things, you know, and it's been a lot of factors, you know, in there and stuff, and I'm not trying to by no means be a victim, you know, I'm not sitting here saying that and things, but whatever way that, you know, I can move forward and you all can help would be greatly appreciated.
Thank you. I mean, I really understand that, you know, you have a connection to the property and would prefer it not to be demolished. And as much as I wanted to do that for you, you know, the city of Lynchburg has mentioned that this is a tear down and, you know, beyond repair. And this also, like, not an easy thing for me to present, because I know that you really wanted to save the property. But, you know, if you decide to move forward with what I've just said, I want to let you know that it's going to take time to make it happen, but you know.
Yeah, but they said as long as, you know, you all, you know, I had somebody concrete working with me. That's what they said, you know, and that's what, you know, I got that straight from the head, which he sent the email, you know, to as well and things and stuff. So, you know, however you all are willing to work, you know, and what you all need me to do. Because like I said, I did that with Josh today and everything, and I just got to go and, you know, settle his payment and everything, which they already have the money, but I got to sign it over.
Great. And I mean, I think the mortgage is the thing. Yes, yeah, I think my concern is really the mortgage. Mortgage is the thing that's eating you up. So we wanted to, like, possibly resolve that for you. So if, in case that the demolition happened and, you know, we're going to purchase the property, like, it's going to be a vacant lot. We're gonna go ahead and consider, of course, the mortgage, and I need to know, or I need to confirm, how much will be the demolition fee or the demolition cost. So I'll probably need to contact the city for that. So, you know, again, that's the option that.
Now, my question to you, are you all able to call them to see what they say to you all, or how do you want to?
I mean, if there's no restriction, I can definitely contact someone. I do have only Keith's, I would say, like, email address in here.
And his contact number should be in there.
Okay. I'll have
Yeah, because
to
otherwise,
get
you
back
know,
to the
you all are the
email.
professional and you'll know what to, you know, what you are looking for, you know, and everything. And because like I said, I'm supposed to go to him tomorrow. He was just meeting with the broker. I think I got to meet with the broker or something like that. He said to sign it, you know, to sign it or cash it out or something like that, he said. And that was the
Okay.
only thing. Yeah.
Great. I mean, if you still want to do that, if you still want to go in that route of, you know, just having the city demolish the property, fortunately, I think we would be able to acquire the lot, and then take care of your mortgage, and I have to find out how much will be the demolition cost, so we know if we can like cover that for you. And yeah.
You all are, you know, I hate to hear that word, but it's still a blessing, you know, either way. So I, like I said, I appreciate whatever you all can do.
Absolutely. And I mean,
Yeah.
I hope that there's more than that I could do for you right
Yeah.
now, Andrea. But
Yeah.
this
No,
what
but I mean,
I
still,
currently
you know,
have.
being able to move forward, you know, because this, like I said, it just everything just kind of hit all at once in April, you know, and stuff. And I'm like, wow, you know, I just found out, you know, she passed away, and you know, and all that stuff. And then I got hit with that, and you know, I had like I said, and had been on the market less than 30 days when the lady made the offer. You know, she just didn't, you know, as the email stated, didn't come through with the funds.
I'm sorry about that. But okay. I was like just looking on the contact information on my end, and I don't see like any phone number for
But
Keith
it sounds,
here.
but either way it go, it sounds like you all are going to work with me, so I still should go and sign that money off. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna
Okay,
talk to the
I
team
just want to
about
make
that.
sure. Oh,
I
okay.
mean,
Yeah, I just want to make sure. Yeah.
we really wanted to help you, and we wanted to make sure we just handle this in
Right.
the best way possible
Oh,
for
yes, ma'am. Yes,
you.
ma'am.
But we think that that's really just the best route for now. Alrighty.
You know, God always say they got a ram in a bush somewhere, so you know.
Well, Andrea, thank you very much for talking to
Okay.
me.
Yes, and
I
thank you for
will
calling
let the
too.
team know.
Okay.
I'll let the team know that you still want to move forward. You
Yes.
know.
Yeah, no, I've already talked to Josh, and all it is, if it wasn't for the check, you know, that I had to sign out to them, that's the only thing, because they already have the money. I just have to turn it over to them. That's all.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, thank you very much, Andrea, and I
Okay.
think I'll talk to you. Just let me know if you have any updates, and then so
Okay.
we can go ahead and move forward.
Oh, okay, Danny. Thank you so much.
Thank you as well.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.